Good morning from the Extreme Arena in Coralville. I'm Zarin Agastal here for KCHA, and we have a ton of local girls who are wrestling today, and early and often, and actually it's been a good start today. We started wrestling at 10 o'clock this morning, and we're underway. We've had a couple of technical difficulties on a couple of mats, so a couple of mats are a little bit behind, but do have some victories already for the area. First of all, from Sumner Fredericksburg, Hillary Trainer, the number 4 seed at 105 pounds. She picked up a win via fall over North Central Trailblazers Jasmine Schwartz in 3-11. Alexis Caldwell of Osage, she is on to the second round of the championship bracket with a sudden victory, 9-7 over Newton's Kylie Adams, who was the number 13 seed. Caldwell was a 20 seed, so there's the first upset for the area. Also wrestling for the area, mentioned Jasmine Schwartz, so she is off to the consolation bracket. She will wrestle again this morning in a loser's out match here on date number one. Also wrestling for the area, Sophia Calpito of Charles City. She has moved on to the second round as well, as she won her opening match at 100 pounds in a fall in 5 minutes and 16 seconds over Haley Kemper of Fort Madison. That's also an update. Calpito was a 22 seed. Madison, Fort Madison's Kemper was the 11 seed coming in, so Calpito is on to the second round as well. We're still waiting for results on Crestwood's Cara Kennedy. Also have Lakin Evans of St. Ansgar, who has been on and on a mat at 105 pounds. We'll move on to 110 pounds, 115, 20 after that. Again, we have a ton of local girls, 22 total local girls here as Osage. They come in with 6 total. Have quite a few local girls as well from St. Ansgar. Remember, they were part of the North Central Trailblazers a year ago. Now they're on their own. They have 3 girls, 2 of those girls returning. They were qualifiers for the Trailblazers last year. Emma Hall at 115 pounds, and Mariah Michaels, who will be wrestling here momentarily, at 110 pounds. Osage, we mentioned the Green Devils. They're bringing back a couple of their state qualifiers from last year as well. South Wind has a couple of wrestlers. Charles City has a couple of wrestlers that are looking to make their mark here on the state wrestling championships. Of course, Charles City, a part of history as they were had an individual champion a year ago in the first ever girls state championship, as Lily Luff, who is down here in Iowa City wrestling for the Hawkeyes now, a state champion a year ago for the Comets. So a lot of action. It is sold out day number one for a second straight year. We are sold out for day number one, session number one of the IGHSAU state wrestling championships. Have more wrestling throughout the day. We are here from 10 to 3 this morning, where we will be wrestling first rounds, second rounds, and first consolation or wrestlebacks. And then this evening from 6 to 9, we will wrestle quarterfinals, second wrestlebacks, and third wrestlebacks. And of course, we'll have an update every hour at the bottom half of the hour, so the 30-minute mark of each hour, we'll have an update here on KCHA. For Koloff Media Sports, I'm Zarin Agastal from the Extreme Arena in Coralville.